Happy Wednesday, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until your next Disney vacation with style. And right now, I'm glancing down my iPhone 6, and I can see that we're down to 150 days till we set sail on the Disney Dream for 5 amazing days and nights around the Bahamas. And we're going to have a great time broadcasting from the ship and having just a ton of fun at Castaway Key as well. And every time I get a call, a text, or send a tweet, I can see my Days to Go app right there. It's got the notification and lets me know I am getting closer and closer to one of my favorite times of the year. You can get excited for your next trip as well, so check them out today. Lots of great apps for Disney fans like you over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 818 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, and thanks again, as always, for downloading another One Commute Question Show, where we take your emails and read them here on the podcast and, you know, give some feedback, maybe some answers, maybe just read some mini trip reports and just have some fun talking Disney with you. And before we get going today, this is the first time we've been back together since my grandma passed away. I just want to thank everybody. Everything's good here in the Rallman universe. You know, we've all got to say our goodbyes to grandma and everything, but it meant the world to me and my family that everybody reached out with messages on social media, text messages, and the big plant that we got at the funeral home for grandma was outstanding. It's here in the house, and it means the world to us. Words can't really express what each one of you means to me and my family. So thank you so much for reaching out and really giving us a virtual hug from wherever you were in the world. I just can't say thanks enough, and this is truly a family. So I wanted to say that right off the top of the show, and you know, we're going to keep it Disney and get back to the Disney talk, but wanted to thank everybody for thinking of us. All right, joining us today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Magically Speaking e-newsletter, we have Ricky. How's it going, Ricky?
It is going all right. So just, you know, middle of the week and getting ready for the weekend. And, you know, this weekend is Valentine's Day, and I'm a big, you know, I'm going to say it again. Guys, if you haven't bought something, or ladies, if you haven't bought something, go do it right now. I'm just telling you.
That's right. Time's a ticking. I mentioned it actually on Monday show, you know, so we're reminding you again here on a Wednesday, you know.
That's right.
And as we record, I'm sitting here sipping on a Fitz's root beer, which if you're from St. Louis,
yes. That's
like a staple for St. Louis. It's a thing. It's Fitz's root beer. And you know what I'm thinking? That might be a great place for a date, you know, for dinner on Saturday night, you know, because it's also a restaurant.
It is. That's actually a really good idea. I like it. So, yeah. So, yeah. We've got a really creative idea that I can't wait to share with everybody. So, that we're going to be doing this weekend. But that is if it actually happens. But I'm really excited about it. So, anyway, you can follow along and see what I end up doing on Valentine's Day. We usually don't do much. So, I'm kind of excited about doing something.
It's, you know, nothing's more romantic than a root beer bottling company and some, spaghetti or something.
Yes, exactly. I'm totally with you, Mike. Yep.
All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Wednesday, Deb.
Happy Wednesday. I missed you guys. I had the flu last week. That was the pits. So I am so glad I'm back, and I've missed you guys, and I can't wait to do these shows.
That's it. You know, everybody's kind of getting over some, so many people have
some
illnesses. I had the flu, and, you know, I think everybody that was down there for Marathon Weekend got something at some point.
I think you're right.
It's a gift.
That keeps on giving.
A gift I don't want, right?
Right?
I'm going to re-gift that sucker and get rid of it.
Yeah, and that's what everybody else likes when you re-gift your flu.
Right?
I don't want it. All right, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel up in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. How's it going, Pam Forrester?
It is not beautiful.
I was trying to help you, you know, come on.
No, you can't. You can't. This is a time of year where we don't see sun for extended periods of time. So it's depressing and a little sad, and makes me appreciate traveling to someplace warm all the more. So I'm kind of like counting the days until that happens again.
Well, let's virtually do that right here and answer some questions. You know,
let's do it.
Warm places. I did see, though, mentioning, you know, all this terrible weather that some of our friends, Bill McNulty, I saw him post the other day, you know, how they're like ground zero for this big snowstorm that's hitting again,
yes.
You know, over and over.
Oh, gosh.
But there was a post on Facebook earlier this week that showed Yao Ming, which is he was one of the tallest guys to play in the NBA over the last maybe decade, and the snow in one particular area was taller than, you know, like
He
is, and I think he's like over 8 feet. So
wow. Oh my gosh,
ridiculous. Yeah, you know, but I'm a teacher, you know, we haven't had hardly any snow here. I feel like I'm getting, you know, the short end of the stick. I need a couple snow days. I know. Like Pam and I just you know, we need snow. Anyway, first question of the day comes from across the pond. It's from Nicola Williams, and she says, "Hi BOGP crew, my fiance and I will be staying at the Polynesian for 2 weeks this September for our honeymoon. Instead of gifts for our wedding, we'll be suggesting activities and special things we can do on our honeymoon that our friends and family won't mind contributing towards. Could you help us with suggestions of things we may not have thought about? For example, we are going to suggest a meal at Victoria and Albert's and the Keys to the Kingdom tour. Many thanks, and thank you for all of your hard work. Nikki is in Brighton, England." All right, so I like this, you know, because I am one of those people, and I know, Pam, we've talked about this many times, that, you know, travel and experiences is kind of a gift of a lifetime because you have that memory forever where, you know, if you get a physical thing, it's kind of fun and you can keep it and put it away. But really, there's no gift like an experience or like travel, and I totally really believe that. And I like this idea, you know, for the wedding gift to give, you know, contributions towards some fun experiences. And, you know, they talk about Victoria and Albert's and Keys to the Kingdom. The one I could think of right off the top of, you know, the top here, you know, maybe like a fireworks cruise. That'd be something that would be kind of fun on your honeymoon, you know, to see illuminations or possibly wishes from a boat there. And, you know, the music's piped in. You got your own little skipper, you know, it's going to take care of the boat and, you know, give you a really neat experience. You could even go up to the Grand One if you wanted to do it right.
Dang it, Mike!
There you go.
I'm cheap here, you know. I'm going right down the middle. I'm sorry. I mean, they're all the same. They're all the same. It's just how much you want to spend. You know, the Grand One's kind of, you know, that's awesome.
You can do it not at night and do it in the afternoon, and it's not as much money.
That's true. It just depends what the budget is. I mean, I'm a more pontoon boat kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not really a yacht guy. So, okay, go ahead, Ricky. You have anything else?
I'm sorry. You totally took it.
That was all the water. Okay, Debbie, can you suggest anything for Nicola?
Geez, no. I mean, you know, just, oh boy, they pretty much, because I was going to say a tour. Definitely, if they're going to be there for as long as they are, take two tours. Why not? If they're adventurous, do the Wild African Trek tour. You know, if they get into that, if they like walking over alligators, you know, if that's, that'll be a good
one. Nothing says romance like being scared out of your wit's mind, like seeing alligators right underneath
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. You bet. So that's what I would say, do a couple of tours.
Yeah, because 2 weeks, you know, it's a fortnight, I think they call it over there.
Yeah.
I like using that. All right, Pam, anything else?
I have great ideas, ready.
Since it's not your money, it's even easier.
That's right.
No, actually, these are all things that I would like to. Well, first of all, I'm going to recommend the PhotoPass because I will say, you know, I have always been like, I'm not sure whether this is, you know, something I want to do or not want to do. But the last round of pictures we had taken with PhotoPass, and all of the pictures we have taken, it's not a matter of that. It's just a matter of I wasn't sure whether we would use it or not. I've been so happy with them, and they're really great ways to capture the memories. Even if you have PhotoPass photographers use your phone, it's different. Yep. When you're in there and you can put the frames around and alter the photos and things like that. So anyways, love that. So consider getting PhotoPass for your trip, especially when you're going to be there that long. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
You're definitely going to get your money, you know, your money's worth. Because you're staying at the Polynesian and at most of the deluxe resorts, you're able to do this. Consider arranging some private dining. You'll have to call them and talk about what's possible. But if you get something in your mind that you'd like to have, like maybe you want to have it on your balcony, or maybe you want to have it in a special place somewhere around the Polynesian, they can do all kinds of really cool things there. So consider that option. And that would be truly something memorable if you're able to set up kind of on the beach maybe and watch the fireworks while you have private dining or something like that. I mean, there are just so many great ideas there. Sky's the limit. And that is in terms of price too. So, right, you know, right. If you have a budget that you want to stick to, tell them about that and see what they have available there. And then also, I always think the specialty cakes that you can order from the Disney bakeries, while they are pricey, they are beautiful when they're done. Really simply stunning cakes. And think of a favorite character or, you know, anything that really celebrates the two of you. In addition to the specialty cakes, they also have in-room surprises and deliveries and other things that you could do that would just kind of help make your trip a little more magical. And I just think, you know, while if you're looking at, you know, we'll say like this chocolate isn't worth having delivered to the room because I could get it cheaper here. You cannot think of it like that. I think who doesn't like to get something delivered to the room? Right. Even though you know that the prices may not be the best, the whole idea of it, it's something fun, it's something interesting, and it's something you'll always remember. So try one of those.
You know, what about your favorite podcasters coming down and doing a live show from the Polynesian? You know, I mean, that sure. is something that could happen.
That sounds right.
Right. I'm sure your friends and family would love to pay for that.
Yes.
Think of the possibilities. It's all about you. All right, Nikki, congratulations, by the way, and enjoy that honeymoon and let us know how it goes. All right. Next question comes from, let's see here, David in California. I'm not even going to try to say the last name. Nope, not even going to do it. I just wanted to say that I really enjoy your podcast and enjoy the interaction between hosts. Also, I wanted to say that I'm always impressed when I hear that Mike drives from his home to Orlando. That is crazy far. It was far the first time. Now it's sad because Mallory always asks me, Daddy, we went all the way to Walt Disney World. You never took out a map or looked at your phone. I'm like, yeah, it's not that many turns, really. I've been there a few times. Anyway, I was listening to episode 802, and the question came up concerning the DVC room upgrade. I believe that was Erica's question. I am a DVC member at Wilderness Lodge and felt that I needed to comment on this question. The main reason, in my opinion, for not allowing free room upgrades is simply the points. There is usually a significant point difference between rooms with and without views. I'm sure if someone used points for a standard view and was upgraded to a premium view, a lot of DVC members would be on the phone and social media screaming about the free upgrade. We also have annual maintenance fees and taxes based on the number of points. The more points a person buys, the more days and better room types become available. I believe that in order to keep the status quo, DVC will not provide free room upgrades. Basically, if you want a room with a view, then you will need to spend the points to get it. Just his 2 cents. Sincerely, David from California. All right, Pam, so you think he's onto something here? Because I don't know. I mean, we don't know, but I mean, that's a great, you know, idea maybe.
The DVC members bunch is a feisty group, I will say.
Just a little.
So, I mean, yeah, for sure. And not only that, but I think that, you know, no, it's hard to hear about other people getting something that maybe you really wanted. I don't know. That sounds a little snarky, but I just, you know, it is like that. I think he's definitely onto something. And the difference in views and things like that are a difference in points. And when you know, I think if it got around that, if you choose this view, chances are you'll get upgraded. In particular, I think that then there would be a tendency for DVC members to maybe reserve the lower priced, you know, the lower points rooms in hopes that they'll be upgraded. You know what I mean? So that's something to think about.
I think it's kind of the same with cash, though. I mean, like, I could book, you know, for example, when I went to Animal Kingdom Lodge this past October, we booked a pool view bunk bed room and got a free upgrade to a Savannah view with a bunk bed. But, you know, I wasn't banking on that. But, I mean, if I would have still gotten a standard room without a Savannah view, you know, and somebody else would have, I mean, I don't think that, I don't know. I mean, I understand what he's saying. Like, if you want it, you need to spend the points. But also, I mean, I can't get mad that somebody else got a little magic. You know, but maybe it's just how I see things. That doesn't diminish me. I mean, I booked what I booked.
That's not true.
But see, now go ahead, Pam.
I think that there are some people who do get frustrated that some people get upgraded. I mean, I will say to me, it doesn't matter because I book what I want to stay in. And if I ever get an upgrade, I am thrilled beyond all belief. But I'm just saying that I think that there are some people who get frustrated, and I think there are some people that really book a lesser room hoping that they will get upgraded, and then they're incredibly disappointed when they don't, which doesn't seem like a fair reaction, but I know that that's the case, so just saying.
Yeah, I would say just book what, you know, whatever you know you're going to be happy with, because I had a studio at one time. I can't remember what happened, and I just remember it was several years ago, and I had just had, there was something, I can't remember what it was about the room, that I'm just like, you have no idea. This is the only vacation I have had in like 2 years. I said, I can't believe I'm getting this room. And I can't, I guess I had this pathetic look on my face. They actually upgraded me from a studio to a one bedroom. And I was just like almost bawling. I was so happy. But again, I didn't run around telling everybody, you know, I told a few people, but you know, that made magic for me. But again, you know, I'm like, you know, if I had to stay in that one studio, I think I overlooked a parking lot or something tragic like that. So I just thought, oh, well, I'll just go ahead and suck it up. But the lady was, maybe the man gave me the magic. But I thought, you know what? What you book is what you get. So at least you can't complain if they don't upgrade you.
Yeah, I think it's about mine. You just have to be happy. You know, if you book a standard, you just got to get in your mind, I'm getting a standard. And if you get a little magic, you get a little magic. But chances are, right. I mean, definitely you're not possibly going to get that. So you can't be like, oh, man. You know,
right.
I heard on, you know, some big message forum, I heard on Twitter that people are getting upgrades. I mean, stuff doesn't happen all the time. But I think, you know, he makes a great point there, so we appreciate that. All right, next question comes from Renee Lucas. Says, hi, BOGP crew. I have a quick question for our upcoming trip to Walt Disney World in May. It'll be me, my husband, and 5-year-old son staying at the Dolphin. My in-laws will also be going and staying at Port Orleans Riverside. One of the nights, my husband and I would like to go out alone, eat, drink around the world at Epcot, and we'd like to have our son just spend the night with our in-laws at Port Orleans Riverside for one night. Will this be a problem for their reservation? Will they need to inform Disney? Pam, I think we're going to be okay here, right?
Yeah, I think so, too. The in-laws are staying there as well?
Yeah, they're staying. Actually, the in-laws are at Riverside, and the initial family, Renee's family, is at the Dolphin.
Okay, sorry.
It's just basically like the in-laws are going to, you know, babysit for the night while they go out and eat and drink around Epcot.
Yeah, that should be fine. Absolutely.
No problem.
Nothing to worry about there. As long as you aren't surpassing the number of people that the room can accommodate, then you're fine.
Yeah, unless your kid's triplets. And you'd still be fine, actually. It'd be quadruplets where we'd have the problem.
Yeah.
And that would be, there'd be more levels to the problem than just staying in the room. All right, next question says, Disneyland question is from Angie Campbell. So, hi, Mike and the gang. I've been to the world many times, but have never really even thought about Disneyland. I just found out I'm going to California for work in March. I'm thinking of adding a couple of days and going to Disneyland for a quick solo trip. I know nothing about Disneyland. We'll probably have 2 full days, but that's it. Planning on staying off-site at a hotel I can walk to. Suggestions? Should I get park hoppers? Part of me is excited to plan a trip without the fast passes and my Disney experience. I love Disney World, but the simplicity is a nice break. Can't wait to see Walt's Park. Thanks. And Angie is in Powell, Ohio. So this one, we have experts here. So Debbie, real quick, off the top, you know, something for somebody that's never been out there, Walt Disney World veteran, just, you know, quick piece of advice. Maybe
oh,
a resort. You stay on site, but, you know, park hopper, she's asking about, what do you think?
I do. But actually, this coming trip, I'm going to go stay off site. I was going to stay on site, but I decided to stay off site. And there's a hotel I have not stayed at yet, but it's called the Tropicana Inn. And they even have a Disney executive suite. And it's really cool. It's got like a separate living room. It's got a separate kitchen. I mean, all sorts of things. But that's, you know, it's like 500 steps is what one of the travel agents said, 500 steps from the front door to Disneyland. As far as the park hopper, you could, but you're not going to see it all in one day. So I would say if you really are inclined, then save the money, get a base ticket and just stay at Disneyland in one day and California Adventure the next. But if you do want to, you know, wobble back and forth and spin it for the upgrade, that's fine. You will love Disneyland. You will love, love, love it. Definitely do some planning. Get online and really do some good planning there because they've got some really good rides. And you do want to make sure that that none of them are under refurbs. You also want to make sure that if you're going in during a really, really busy season. When is she going again? I'm sorry.
March, next month.
March. That'd be perfect. Yeah, she should be fine. But there might be some spring breakers, so you might want to be careful there because there's a lot of locals that go there.
All right, good tips. Ricky, you were in this boat not too long ago. So, you know, big Walt Disney World fan, you head out to Disneyland. So what do you think?
Yeah, staying off-site is not a big deal at Disneyland, in my opinion. We stayed off-site. We didn't have a single problem. It's super easy to get to. Don't hesitate to stay off-site. We did do the park hoppers, but we were only there for 2.5 days. So the last day we did do park hop and swapped in between the two parks, which worked out well for us. But you know, if you'd like to save the money, definitely it should be fine to just do no park hopper, do one park and then the other park, and you should be okay. We had full days at both parks and we were perfectly happy. They're a sponsor, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Touring Plans was my friend on that trip, so if you have a subscription to Touring Plans, that was super helpful for me anyway. I used the optimizer and plugged in everything that I wanted to see, and it told me, it spit back out everything step by step what I should do. So that's really how we successfully did Disneyland in such a short amount of time. And let's see here. My big suggestion. When did you say she was going? She's going
next
in
next month, March.
March. I was going to say it depends on when she goes. There's the World of Color dining package, but I know that World of Color is down for part of the month, but I think it comes back up early on, so she may want to consider the dining package if it is up and running for World of Color. And then she may also want to consider it for Fantasmic if she wants to see Fantasmic as well, because they have a dining package for that as well. Definitely get a fast pass if you're not going to do the dining package for either of those, though, definitely get the fast passes for them. You definitely need them. So, yes.
All right, good tips. And, one of the hotels that the guests I work with that go to Disneyland rave about that's off-site is the Candy Cane Inn. And I think that's a kind of a nice off-site hotel that people tend to really enjoy staying there. So, again, no personal experience staying there, just feedback from friends of the show. So, Pam, real quick, anything else that we haven't helped Angie with?
I am a big believer, especially at Disneyland and the Park Hopper, because the parks are so close to each other and because they usually have varying hours. It's really easy when Disneyland gets busy to bounce over to California Adventure, which typically is not as busy, and go and experience that and then see, the different nighttime shows. I just really am a big believer in that out there in particular. There are just so many that are some decent off-site hotels in the Disneyland area. My big push for the on-site is that it's really the only resort experience you're going to have. All of the other places that you stay in the area are really hotels and motels. So just something to keep in mind. With 2 days, you probably won't have time to enjoy the whole resort experience anyway. It's just that, especially people who are really familiar with Walt Disney World, that is the piece of advice that I give to them.
All right. Sounds great. And have a great time out there and let us know how it goes. And, can't wait to hear. All right. Next question comes from CJ. And he says, hello and Jumbo, Mike. Wait, is he called? I think it's the wrong podcast. Anyway, my name's CJ and I'm about a 5 month newbie to your podcast in Disney planning. My fiance Dana and I are getting married in April 25th of 2015 and then going on our Disney moon April 27th through May 5th. These are like the perfect questions for, this week, Valentine's.
Right?
It's weird how this worked out. We have both been to Disney twice prior, but never together. This trip will be a split stay between concierge level at Beach Club. We've heard not to worry about the soft refurbs and the Animal Kingdom Lodge concierge level. Doing it right, man. We have some dining entertainment highlights, including Flying Fish, Yachtsman Steakhouse, Be Our Guest, and Hollywood Brown Derby with the fantastic package for May the 4th. I feel like with the planning, ADRs, FastPass plussing, and mapping that goes on into a Disney trip, some of the spontaneity I was hoping for is being planned for and set up. This, and you put that in quotes. This, I'm sure, isn't just a one or two answer question I'm asking, but you two did mention about being low on emails. I must ask, what are your best magic or romantic places in the world to get lost for a little? Feeling so planned, I want my new wife and I to have those husband and wife dating moments. Be Our Guest podcast has been such a great tool for me in planning, and your knowledge is priceless. Thanks, Mike. CJ. All right. So first of all, congratulations again. That wedding's coming up quickly here. This will be a fun Valentine's for you guys, I'm sure. Let me just tell you what you have planned. You have ensured an outstanding honeymoon. I mean, split stay concierge at Beach Club and Animal Kingdom Lodge, both, you know, two of the best Walt Disney World hotel experiences, resort experiences you can have. And I find Animal Kingdom Lodge totally romantic. It's, you know, Beach Club's just awesome because of the proximity to Epcot and the convenience and the plushness of the place. But Animal Kingdom Lodge has a lot of romance there. Some of the best when it comes to dining, Flying Fish, Yachtsman, Brown Derby, BR. I mean, you nailed it right there, CJ. So yeah. the dining, check, 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 check. You got that taken care of. You get your fast passes and all that. I'm sure you got that. But as far as like romantic places to just, you know, be husband and wife on a honeymoon, you know, I'll throw one out there, you know, and again, this isn't in a park, but, you know, go over to Disney's, go to French Quarter at night with the lights and the jazz music, you know, maybe on the way back from Disney Springs or Downtown Disney, ride a boat. That I think that'd be a cool place to walk around, even Riverside, or do both, you know, because I think sometimes out of the parks is as romantic as in the parks. Pam, what would you say?
Oh, man. You know, there's just so many opportunities, I think, for romance at Disney. It's hard. I mean, we find it in the parks, in the resorts. I think anytime you're in the park at night, it always feels a little more romantic. Just the lighting and that kind of thing, I think, are cool. But I will tell you that even just walking around Epcot is always, when it's just Steve and I, really kind of a romantic experience. It just, you know, you get to do things that you don't necessarily get to do, you know, when you have other people with you, or you just get to explore at your own pace. And I think that that's always romantic, being able to get a drink when we want to, or just explore something a little more, I think is really fun. And I think that so many of the Disney resorts just really offer that opportunity. You know, the Beach Club renovation, especially in the concierge lounge, really was awesome. So you're really, really going to enjoy that. And Animal Kingdom Lodge concierge is one of my favorite concierge locations on property. So again, you'll enjoy that. Especially with Animal Kingdom Lodge, you're going to have some great opportunities for romance there at the hotel too, because there's the storytelling around the fireplace. Go outside and participate in some of the activities. I know that there'll be other families there too, but still, I think they're really romantic. And if all else fails, night swim. I think that's pretty romantic.
Yes.
Too,
so. Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the great things about going to Walt Disney World. I love night swimming. I think it's just,
for sure,
there's like an energy, like at night, and you don't have to worry about getting sunburned if you're like me, you know?
Exactly.
In the hot tub. Oh my gosh, nothing better. No, seriously.
All right, so, you know, and I'd also say, you know, like kind of like what Pam said, you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, take a date. Don't go to the parks. You know, I know it's tempting, but enjoy that resort from morning till mid-afternoon till night. Don't go to the parks for one day. You know, just take in everything it has to offer. That place is just amazing. So, Debbie, any suggestions for, you know, a place they could get lost as a new husband and wife?
You know, Chris, I'm an animal lover. So to me, if you just want to just get away, even though you're there, go out on the balcony. One place, you've got the rocking chairs. Another, if you've got your own balcony, which you would, is wonderful. Sit out there, get some hot cocoa if it's a little light chill. If it's not, then get some iced tea. We don't care. But just go out there and enjoy the quiet of the savannah. And you could see the animals walk by. And to me, that is just so peaceful because it's just you and the animals.
And your loved one. And your significant other, your new husband and wife.
And your loved one, yes.
You know, the plural of you. Yes. Okay, Ricky, so Miss Romance yourself, what can you offer?
Yes, me and Brian are oh so romantic.
You are. You're just like the most romantic couple ever.
Actually, we're totally not, but it's fine. It's fine. We're fine. No, I have quite a few ideas, actually. So go to the Wilderness Lodge, go to the Iron Spike Room or the Carol Pacific Room, whatever it's being called today. Sit by the fireplace. Just that's one of like the top romantic spots that Brian and I like to go to. Let's see. You can also, I think that they're still there, but I'm not sure with all the construction that's going at the Polynesian. But there are, or were, some hammocks that are out on the beach. Again, not sure if they're there right now because of construction, but they might be there. But walking along in the Polynesian anyway is just kind of romantic. Also, you in the parks, we love to just grab some ice cream at the ice cream parlor, Main Street Ice Cream Parlor, and then heading to the little center street. It's usually, it's right as park closing that we like to do it, when everybody's leaving, and just have, usually because everybody's leaving, it's a quiet place. Not a lot of people head over that direction. You maybe get a family or two that are looking to eat their ice cream, but that's about, you know, it. So we like to go over there and eat our ice cream and enjoy just a little romantic spot, like, while everybody else is hectically leaving the park. And then another kind of romantic area is back in... I like Morocco. I think that Morocco is just one of those quiet areas that nobody ever goes to. So, especially if you start exploring in the back there. So maybe, you know, again, grabbing a snack or something like that and heading back to one of the quiet areas in Morocco.
That's it. And you know what? I think they need to get a shake. One shake, two straws.
Oh, duh. Yeah, go to Beaches and Cream. One shake, two straws.
Something like that. All right, our last question of the day comes from my great friend Naomi Taylor. It says, hi, Mike and ladies. I have an amazing cruise booked to Alaska for my mom and I in August. Thanks, Mike. It's both of our first cruises, and it's celebrating 18 years of sobriety for my mom.
Oh,
I really
awesome.
Want to, that is
congratulations.
Awesome. Congratulations. Absolutely. Yeah. I really want to surprise her with something special for this huge milestone. My mom is my hero and has always been there for me. Any suggestions? Aww. Thanks so much for everything you guys do. And Naomi is in South New Jersey. So here's the deal. You know, and I think this is awesome that she's thinking of her mom. And I totally get it. My dad's my hero, too. I think, you know, again, you have Alaska. You have two options here for this cruise, you know, to really do something that's going to blow your mom away. And I would say first thing is maybe find some excursion that matches up with some of your mom's interests, or, you know, something you've maybe talked about over the years that like, you know, they have like the lumberjack shows and they have, you know, I mean, some of those things in Alaska are kind of corny, but they're kind of fun. Like you can pan for gold, you know, I mean, it's like they're really unique experiences. Even though they sound totally corny here on the podcast, but they're fun. And like you'd have great
memories. I've panned for gold here in Georgia. It's actually really fun.
I don't know if that helps, you know, further my cause here. You know, you're doing it. That might have just proved my point.
That might have just killed it.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, or, you know, like go to Palo and have some special meal aboard the Wonder. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a great thing where you can just sit there and you can just really celebrate, you know, a fine dining experience and get dressed up and just have something that, you know, hey, it's like going out on the town, but you're going out to the best part of the Disney Wonder and you're going to get great service and outstanding food. So Pam, anything you could think of?
Yeah, absolutely. Check out one of the spa treatments. There are lots of treatments that can be done for couples, and it doesn't have to be a couple, as you may think of it, a married couple. It could be certainly two gals trying to, you know, experience it and enjoy, you know, all the services that they have. So I think that's absolutely a great way to commemorate something. Another thing I'm going to say, and this is because I'm a shopper, but I will tell you there's merchandise to be had on the Disney cruise ships. Anything from Dooney and Burke purses to pieces of jewelry, something like that would be something that she could carry with her, you know, for a long time. And I always think something like that's really special when you do something, you know, that really will commemorate that trip for. So those are some great ideas.
Yeah, you can totally shop on
if I
ships.
Do say so myself.
Absolutely.
Did you see me just compliment myself?
Yes.
Duty free shopping, you know, you'll save 18 cents.
Absolutely.
But you'll spend $500.
That's right.
Nothing
save
like that.
Duty.
That's it. All right, Debbie, anything you can think of that, you know, maybe, I know you don't cruise much, but I mean, something that maybe they want to think about, you know, as the mom and daughter here to have an experience?
No, I was going to say exactly what Pam said, the spa. I think that would be perfect. Let somebody pamper you. It's your turn.
Yeah, maybe get like a pedicure or something, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Massage,
I'm not a big spa guy.
Yeah,
I like the massages.
You.
I get massages. Don't get me wrong there. That one I got at the Senses at the Grand Floridian after the marathon. Woo. I got to do a show about that. That's coming up.
It smells so good in there, too.
I fell asleep before it even started in the, like, pre-show room. I didn't know what to call it. It's like the sweat room or whatever it is. I forget what they call it. But I was totally out. Anyway, Ricky, wrap it up. Anything you can think of?
So two words to go along with the spa: rainforest room. I mean, you can't go wrong there. It's really, I know I talk about it all the time, but it's just, it's the most relaxation that you'll ever have. Kind of like you were talking about with your spa experience, Mike. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just the most relaxing time you'll have. So,
Mr. Rahman, are you still alive?
Are you alive, sir?
I'm just sleeping. I'm sorry. I'm just catching up on my sleep. All right. Well, Naomi, have a great cruise. Can't wait to hear about it. Alaska is going to be amazing. And thanks for supporting the Magic for Less. And that kind of gets us to the end of our show, which is brought to you today by the good folks over at the Magic for Less. They'll take care of you the next time you want to head out to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, or sail with the Disney Cruise Line. And one of the great parts, hey, if you're going to go on a cruise, if you're going to do a Disney cruise, you really should book with the Magic for Less, because not only are you going to get first class concierge level service, man, there's not even caffeine in this Fitz's root beer that I'm drinking here tonight. It's crazy, but you are going to get a nice onboard credit to spend on the ship, and you could do, woo-hoo! You know, that might cover your Palo dinner, that might cover part of your spa treatment. You know, it's really nice to have what I call fun money on the cruise to do something, because a lot of us are like, I'm not going to spend the extra money to do that. But when you book with an agent over at the Magic for Less, you're going to get an onboard credit, and that's going to take care of either part or that whole experience. And why not get some extra money on that next Disney vacation? Because it's going to cost the same booking with the Magic for Less or straight through Disney Cruise Line. Same way with Disney World and Disneyland. You're going to get great service along the way. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. And we thank the folks over at themagicforless.com for sponsoring today's episode. Don't forget, this Sunday night, we're getting together for the next Be Our Guest podcast live show. It's kind of like a question show, but you don't have to wait 6 weeks for your answer to come across the podcast. You can call in and we can talk about whatever you want right away. So join us this Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there in your home for the magic, Magical Mouse Radio. And leave it on Magical Mouse Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we when you turn the radio station off, I know, like I get a text alert saying, you know what, Dennis just turned off the radio. And, you know, I get a little tear. I get a little sad, you know, or, you know, somebody turned it off. Florence out in Colorado. Oh, you turned off Magical Mouse Radio. I cry. So don't make me cry this week. You need to listen to Magical Mouse Radio. We're playing great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. And don't forget, we're your soundtrack to Valentine's Day. You know, this show is pretty much about love. Well, hey, wait till you hear Magical Mouse Radio Friday and Saturday, because right after the Future World Friday show on Friday at noon Eastern, we're going all Disney love songs until Sunday morning. So keep it on, leave it on. It's your soundtrack. It's like Barry White, but the Disney version. Ooh. Or something like that. I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. So check it out, magicalmouseradio.com, Valentine's Extravaganza. And don't forget, you can follow us on the social media. We're on Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And, of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right, don't forget, we have March Madness coming up next month. And here's the deal with that. We kind of mentioned this last week. You can be a co-host of a Friday show during March right here. You can kind of suggest the show topic. But the deal is, and I didn't say this last week, but let's get to some of the nitty gritty here. If you want to be a co-host of the podcast, because, you know, we're kind of inflexible. Actually, we're really busy. We just don't have a ton of time. So you would have to be available on an early Monday evening. So that's kind of a prerequisite for getting in the contest here, just, you know, to sign up here. You got to be early, be available early on a Monday evening. And if you want to be a co-host of the podcast, we hope you do, just drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we're going to start a thread starting today. And you can just say, hey, I want to be a co-host, or, you know, just put, hey, I want to be part of March Madness. And we're going to put everybody in that thread. And then Ricky has this really voodoo type thing. That's a, it's a randomizer, is it, Ricky? Is that what you use, like, for the 12-hour live show?
Yeah, I throw everybody's name in a hat and I pick one.
No. All right. Well, in this case, we're going to pick four
it's
people.
It's a little more high-tech, but yeah. Yes.
So we're going to need to get that done by the end of this month. So you can start signing up today over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And you can get that in there. And we'd love to have you as a co-host of the podcast, because we want to get everybody involved and have some fun in March. So do that today. All right, we're going to get out of here, and thank you so much for downloading the show. For Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Hoping you have a great midweek. Keep working hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.